What's up, Kansas State Nation? Here we come with another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Postcast Edition, Women's Tennis Edition. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming at you on this Monday evening, the 20th of February, 2023. Yes, a lot of 20s in that sentence. Let's go right on into it here, folks. A lot of activity going on around K-State Athletics this past weekend, and the women's tennis team comes up yet again on the short end of the stick against the Big Ten opponent, Northwestern. Was in town. K-State on the road going up to Evanston, Illinois, where they lost by 3 in the overall total when it mattered most, 5-2. But there were some highlights here again for K-State on the individual side here. Vanessa Suarez took down, Vanessa Suarez took down Christina Hand, who's ranked coming into that matchup 74th in the country, 7-6. There was a tiebreaker in that, 7-5, and then of course lost 6-4, and then another tiebreaker, which ended in a 10-6 battle there. Vanessa Suarez with the upset of the match right there. And let's see here. And then, of course, Farhat Kumar was in the lineup, actually, was new to the lineup. She beat Cindy Pratt in 3 sets in the number 4 spot after losing the first set. So she lost the first set 6-3. And then took the next 2 to get a point for K-State, 6-4, 6-1. And this is the first time, I had to look over the match results and things like this. This is the first time that we have mentioned Farhat Kumar. That's the best thing I'm going to get to, closest to anyways, how to pronounce that, on the women's tennis team. So that's a huge, that was a huge win at the time for them. Team, the players that you're familiar with here, Florentine Deckers battle up against the number one seed, of course, Maria Sharina, for the number one spot there, and then lost in 3 sets. Lost 7-6, 6-2, and these matches were super competitive. Then Deckers was on the short end of 11-9, lost there in set 3. That decided it. And then, of course, Manami Yukita lost to Brianna Crowley in straight sets, 6-3, 6-1, in the number 5 spot. Freshman Maria Santos also lost in the 6th spot there to, again, the same person, Brianna Crowley, in that spot as well. Rosela Grzinska also lost in straight sets in number 2 hole, 6-3, 6-4. There as well. Yes, and also the doubles lineup saw a change up as well. Jordan Smith putting in Kumar into the doubles match there with Yukita. That match went unfinished there. 3-4. They were losing 4-3 there. Deckers and Grzinska had their first match together there. They lost that one 6-4 against Christina Hand and Justine Leguang. That combo for Northwestern, 46th in the country there. Rosanna Maffey and Maria Santos lost to, again, there she is again, Crowley and Shisharina, 6-1 in that spot as well. We have an actual quote from the assistant here, from Chase Colton. Talked about this loss, once again, as K-State, the women's tennis team now, dropping to 1-8 on the season. From Coach Colton, quote, "This was a tough weekend for us. We had plenty of opportunities in both matches this weekend, but we played our better tennis from behind instead of starting matches that way. Good teams aren't going to give us a chance to claw our way back into matches, so we have to learn to start our matches in a better way. We're gaining a lot of valuable lessons that will help us as Big 12 season nears," end quote there from Chase Colton. Yeah, that's something familiar that we've heard of before on this podcast, what today pertains to women's basketball. And I am going, boy, don't get me started. Do not get me started right now on women's basketball team over the weekend. But that's something we've heard from whether it's soccer, a little bit of football, men's basketball, women's basketball. We heard it all the way around the horn, probably for the exception of baseball, which is off to a tremendous start. More on that here later on in the week here on the Pro Project Podcast. But K-State, yeah, you cannot listen. Hopefully Big 12 play will be a little bit better, because right now they're just getting outworked in non-con play. That's as simple as that there. In Farhat Kumar, this is a name that we have not talked about on this podcast. Jordan Smith spicing some things up a little bit, trying to get some productions a little bit here. So this is what I talked about in the last postcast. You want your number one and number two individually win matches, right? You had a chance. I think it was Tulsa, or I might be wrong. I know it was either Tulsa or someone else. You had an opportunity to win matches, and you did not get it done right there. Let's see. Grzycka, yeah, Grzycka lost in the second spot. You have veterans in Deckers and Grzycka not getting it done in the number two hole right now. Look, I don't want to sound like I'm coming down on these girls hard, because look, they're doing what they can. But I mean, when it comes to, you know, your other pieces down the lineup that are producing, are coming big upsets, and shout out to Vanessa Suarez for getting it done. Last time we talked women's tennis, it was Maria Santos that got it done. This time around, it's Suarez, and your number one, number two stay the same. They lose both their individual matches, so that's something has to give right there. You know, I'm interested to see if head coach Jordan Smith of the women's tennis team, for those who don't know, are going to see if Farhat Kumar will stay in and try to give this women's tennis team a little bit of boost right now, because they need it. Northwestern with their win over K-State over the weekend yesterday. Now are at even 500 pace, 4-4, while K-State now drops to 1-8. And yeah, they're going to have a lot of work to do the Big 12 play, because they played some, I mean, look, they played some stiff competition, but there's some other teams that they had opportunities to win, and they just can't get it done. So we'll see what happens the next time they hit the courts here. Let's see when the next match is here as we come to the end of this postcast here on the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, III, the host of this podcast. Then I'm going to have to do something. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to go to the schedule here, since they're not going to let me do that here. Women's tennis. There we go. Let's see. We'll get my schedule here. There we go. So the next match is going to be at SMU, folks. We got to go back down to Texas to play SMU. Yeah, they're from Texas. Yeah, I believe from Texas. Yeah. So the next opponent, SMU, this Friday, and time is, we'll start at 3 Central Time down there. SMU, folks, down there. So we'll see what happens there. But K-State women's tennis team right now taking some small steps here, but still, at the end of the day, coming up short on the short end of the stick on these matches. The Pro Project Podcast, is your first time, get it wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify, Audioboom, a few more other places that you can find our podcast as well. If you have a question for the podcast, there could be 2 episodes this week, or it could be 1. We'll see. I am scheduled to do one either tonight or tomorrow. If I do one here in a little bit, it will be out tomorrow morning. If I wait till Tuesday, it'll be out in the middle of the week. So definitely, I do want to get one before the men's basketball team play their next game. So be closely looking out, and we'll see. Hopefully we'll have Alex back either by the end of the week or hopefully by next week as well for the weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. If you have not downloaded episode 145, do that right now, and find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3, and send me your questions or concerns for any of the sports teams here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Go catch you. We'll see you in another edition of the PBPD.